Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, July 1st, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. Usually this spot is reserved for 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting, Steve Wiltfong. He is in Los Angeles at the Elite 11 hanging out with Quinn Ewers. You can see that interview right here on the page. So what did we do? We had to bust into the salary cap, go up a salary level, and bring in our own Bill Kerlick. Bill, how goes it?
Goes well, but up a salary level?
Oh, Bill, you don't need to entertain us with your beach house stories and minor ownership in the Cleveland professional football team. The aforementioned Quinn Ewers and Steve Wiltfong, for that matter, they are out in Los Angeles, like we said, for the Elite 11. There is an interview on the page right now. Steve was there to greet Quinn. We have an exclusive interview for you. Quinn, as always, looked impressive. We even had some fans out there. And if you check the front row, there's plenty of information. There's many stories on the front page. Bill, how many guys do we have there, do you think?
At least an even half dozen, I know for sure. And, you know, we have the best national recruiting team, bar none. You know, our guys are just tremendous. We've got Wiltfong, Brandon Huffman is out there, Greg Biggins, who Brandon Huffman and Greg Biggins are, they're old guys like me. They, you know, have been around for a long time. And Blair Angulo from out in the Midlands, and Alan True from the Midwest. We've got Andrew Ivins from Florida. That is a tremendous team out there covering the Elite 11 and the opening. So it'll be fantastic coverage.
Bill knows of what he speaks. It's always nice to have an Elite 11 and have a generational quarterback and the apple of everybody's eye be a Buckeye. So that will be fun. We also mentioned that Brandon Huffman is out there. You know that name because he is our West Coast specialist on someone named JT Tuamalo. I am legally obligated to ask you, what is the latest on JT Tuamalo?
It's time. You know, it's the time period that I think it was on Monday or maybe Tuesday morning. I was asked about that on the front row, and I said that the earliest I expected anything to happen would be on Wednesday, and I tended to doubt that would happen, but we were really looking at the timetable of the 1st through the 4th, and, you know, we are now in that timetable, and I do look for something to happen in that timetable, and I know Brandon is completely on top of it, and that's the one guy that JT talks to, the one and only guy, and, you know, we're going to have it.
I'm going to give away a little story from Dave Biddle's podcast yesterday, but Brandon Huffman was alerted to JT Tuamalo by a father on JT's high school team after taking a few snaps as a freshman. That father's name was G. Scott. He called Brandon Huffman during the game. You can hear that anecdote on what was a fabulous podcast Dave did with G yesterday. Let's talk about other fantastic news. What would a day be at Ohio State without a commitment from a guy from Texas? This one, Terrence Brooks, a defensive back transferring to Little Elm in Texas. He visited Alabama after his Ohio State visit, and his verdict, the Buckeyes. We weren't totally sure Ohio State would add another corner to the class. What's your vibe on the addition of Brooks and how Ohio State closed the deal?
His, by the way, his transfer is now completed. Just got completed. He, as you mentioned, was at John Paul High School, and now he is at Little Elm. That is where Ohio State defensive back Ryan Watts is from. That just got completed yesterday, actually. It became official, I guess you'd say. So he is now at Little Elm, and he is a great prospect. And in the things that I wrote about, and I purposely said defensive back, not cornerback, because he's been recruited as a defensive back. You know, I think he will likely get his, you know, start at least at corner, but the kid is such a good football player. He can play the inside corner. He could play the outside corner. He can play safety. He's a nickel guy. He can do it all. And that's what they've recruited him as, a defensive back that can play really just about anywhere in the secondary. And, you know, in the end, it became Ohio State over Texas and Alabama. And that's a recruiting win for Ohio State over two schools that Ohio State fans love to beat, Alabama and Texas. And they've certainly had a lot of success going down to Texas and winning those battles over the Longhorns. But to win one over Alabama like that is just great for Ohio State and the fan base.
One cool thing, they are continually getting players whose parents played in the NFL and sometimes played that same position. I take Dallin Hayden as an example. Terrence Brooks' father, Chet Brooks, played for the 49ers. If you look at his Twitter account, he considered himself the defensive back whisperer. So you're getting an educated vibe from these guys, and they're sending their sons to continue the family legacy. Very, very impressive. Another guy from Texas, Cam Dewberry. If you read his comments after his visit to Ohio State recently, it sounded like he wanted to commit in Ryan Day's office.
Yeah, now that's an interesting one in that, you know, Texas A&M really wants Cam Dewberry. You know, he's a guy that they have on their board that is a top of the board type guy, and they really want him. I don't think there's any question right now that Ohio State, you know, that, like the feature I do sometimes, if I had to predict right now, where would I predict? Cam Dewberry, I would predict without question to Ohio State. The thing is, though, is that he's also one of those guys that, you know, you hope if you get him committed, you know, he shuts it all down. But from the Texas A&M standpoint, they're not going to shut it down. They're going to try to talk to him if he does commit to Ohio State in the near future. They're going to try to continue to talk to him, and they're going to continue to recruit him. They're not going to give up on that one. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Cam has mentioned that he's thinking he will perhaps continue with the recruiting process. But, you know, it's a kind of a thing where Ohio State's only taking three offensive linemen in this class, maybe four if a great one at the end all of a sudden wants to go to Ohio State. But they've already got one, so that only leaves, as things stand right now, two spots. So Cam may feel like I need to jump on that spot and take it right now, but even so, you know, just keep in mind, Texas A&M is not going to give up easy on that one.
We'll take a quick break. Come back. We have more good news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we are back. No, it's not Texas. It's nearby Oklahoma, and it is defensive lineman Chris McClellan. There have been some crystal balls flowing that way. He loved his visit to Ohio State. I still can't believe Oklahoma is going to let a guy like this get out of the state. Give us your latest vibes on Chris McClellan.
Well, I talked to Chris right after he completed his official, shortly after he completed his official visit to Ohio State. And you know, if you read that article that I posted, it was pretty obvious that he, you know, had Ohio State at the top of his list. Ohio State was up there, and it's might be another, seems like another situation, or it is another situation where, again, you know, Ohio State is in such a great position recruiting wise with so many prospects that are interested in Ohio State that you can't necessarily wait and continue to take visits. And I think in Chris's case, yeah, he's pretty much sold on Ohio State enough that he doesn't need to wait. And I think it's a little bit different than with Cam Dewberry. I don't think there's anybody out there that could really sway Chris McClellan away from Ohio State if and when he makes a commitment to the Buckeyes, which I, you know, I've got a crystal ball to Ohio State, so I think he is obviously going to eventually do that. But again, I think that he's not one that I would be as concerned with getting swayed by another school. I think, you know, he's got such a good feeling for Ohio State, Larry Johnson, and being developed, and everything he saw on the official visit this past weekend, that Ohio State is in a great position there.
And I warned people about this before, but Dwayne has labeled McClellan a naked jaunt prospect. So if you live in the Columbus area and you hear good news about the Buckeyes, close all your blinds, shut off all your electronics for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, a lot of people have him penciled in just as strictly a defensive tackle, and that's not, he's not strictly a defensive tackle. Again, they've recruited him and recruited him as a defensive tackle, defensive end, a guy that can move around and play defensive, you know, the different defensive spots. He could be in the rush man package and all that. He's not strictly a defensive tackle. He's a lot like Terrence Brooks. He's got a lot of versatility and a lot of talent.
The only difference is Chris McClellan is 295 pounds, so that versatility comes with quite a thump. All right, Bill. Brian Hartline is apparently dead set on getting Kojo Antwi into the class. Most people have thought for a while it's an uphill battle. The key I was looking for was when Kojo took his visit, what Ohio State would do with Landon Sampson after that. They obviously didn't offer him. He's now committed to South Carolina. Does that mean things got better for Kojo Antwi? And this would be an incredible pull if Hartline pulls it off.
First, I want to go back a little bit. You had mentioned that he's a guy that Brian Hartline has wanted and had his sights set on and all. And at one point, you know, Kojo had Ohio State. He had told me Ohio State was at the top of his list. And then Texas A&M got involved in everything as a top school for him. And it maybe didn't look quite as good. And then Antwi came out and he had a top schools list that didn't even include Ohio State that he had mentioned. And Ohio State was shocked about that. And as they do, and as they are so good at doing, they jumped on that right away and got in contact with Kojo and, you know, made sure that, hey, we are a top school on your list. And sure enough, Ohio State again became a top school on your list. So it's like the old saying, Woody Hayes, you know, break down any resistance they might have with your persistence when it comes to recruiting. And Ohio State jumped all over it. They were very persistent, and they made sure right away that they were still a top school and were going to get a visit. And lo and behold, they got a visit. And it was a visit that went very, very well. I, at one point, you know, early on, I crystal balled him to Ohio State with not a high confidence level, 5. And I really haven't changed that. And it's not that I know or feel strongly that he's going to be a Buckeye. It's just that I think it's still a very real possibility. To be honest, nobody knows where Kojo Antwi is going right now, except for Kojo and maybe family members. You know, Rusty Manziel is as good as it gets in the state of Georgia. And I think he'd be the first to tell you that even he is not certain where Kojo is going. And, you know, July 5th is the day he announces, and we'll see where he's going. But Ohio State is still a player, absolutely, in this recruitment.
Yeah, that's an important mention you made right there, Bill. Rusty Manziel at the Georgia site, he is one of the more connected guys in this business overall. And if he doesn't know, credit to the Antwi group for keeping that under the vest. All right, Bill, you've got a new feature coming up. We're going to tease that as we finish things off here.
You know, Ohio State, they hosted 44 prospects on official visits in the month of June. You know, some of those prospects have committed to Ohio State. Some of them have committed elsewhere. Some of them are still out there trying to decide what to do. Some will decide sooner rather than later. Kojo Antwi, as an example. Some will wait until the fall before they decide, or maybe even a little bit later than that. Ohio State actually has guys coming in September for official visits, but what I'm going to do is go back and look at weekend by weekend the guys that made official visits to Ohio State and kind of their current status. Have they committed somewhere? Have they committed? Are they going to commit soon? Who are they still considering? Who they visited? Just kind of take a look at each prospect that visited Ohio State. And I'll start today, later today, by looking at the June 4th official visitors for Ohio State and kind of the status report of what's going on with those guys at this point.
No one can educate you better than the dean. Like we said, there is tremendous content on the site right now. Quinn Ewers interview. Look for a Terrence Brooks commitment evaluation from Mark Porter. He got into the film room. You're going to want to see that. And you know what? We just feel like it's going to be a good weekend for commitment watches. Keep an eye out. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire, now streaming on Paramount+.